Blog Talk Radio. Good day across America and around the world. You are listening to the Vision Voice Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, where your vision can become a reality. You will get only bona fide health and nutrition tips and information, also with special surprise guests. So listen in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's New York time. And now, your very own radio host, speaker, author, voiceover artist, and certified holistic health and lifestyle coach, Jessie Blair Myrie.
Hello and good afternoon. Well, good morning and good evening to all of you, depending on where you are in the country or in the world. This weekly radio broadcast is designed with your health and well-being in mind. I will share my nutritional knowledge with you. And to learn more about me, simply visit my website and you'll find a link on this broadcast page. And just to remind everyone, what I've learned and have come to fully understand is that no one diet is perfect for everyone. So as in the words of the great Hippocrates, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. Yes, indeed, love to talk about food because food makes us healthy and food also makes us sick, depending on which foods we eat. So today's topic is kick a cold with these nine foods. Kick a cold, because we're experiencing in the Northeast some cold. We've gotten a wake-up call from a blizzard this past weekend, and lots and lots of snow is on the ground. And so people are coughing and sneezing, and the weather's going up and it's going down. It's in the 40s, it's in the 30s, 20s. And so you want to stay in healthy and keep your immune system strong. So how are you going to do that? Well, with these nine foods, of course. And this comes to us from ABC News, which I love ABC. I used to work at ABC, actually, years ago, many, many years ago. But anyway, here are some nine foods that we can actually talk about that is going to knock out the cold, give it a 1-2 punch, and also boost our immunity. And that's what we need to do this time of year. It all depends on where you are in the world. If you're not experiencing cold right now, you're experiencing heat if it's nice and warm where you are. But for the most part, it's winter season. It's winter season, lots of places in the country. So let's just focus on how we can speed up the recovery process if we do get sick. But picking the right foods, the right foods can actually benefit and even speed our healing. So we're going to talk about these nine foods and what they can do to build our immune system. You know, teasing out how and where food can benefit is difficult because our immune system is a coordinated system with signals sent and received, feedback loops, and multiple redundancies to ensure that foreign molecules are identified and destroyed if they're harmful. And they're so complex. The breakdown in any part of the system leaves the whole body susceptible to infection and illness. And lifestyle and environment can cause small breakdowns in the system all the time. Smoke, exposed to air quality, sunlight, poor diet can all contribute to a weakened immune system, particularly in the form of free radicals. So these highly reactive molecules with unpaired electrons can break down the cells, leaving them vulnerable to invading viruses and bacteria. Now, antioxidants, and this is a type of chemical found in plants, antioxidants can help neutralize free radicals and protect cells, thus bolstering the immune system. And they're filled with wonderful things, these antioxidants. They often give plants their color and can also include vitamins C, A, and E. And experts estimate that there are many more antioxidants that are yet unidentified. Isn't that wonderful? Antioxidants that are yet not identified. Well, we've got a lot to look forward to, but as long as you continue to eat the right foods, you'll be sure to get those antioxidants. Overall, maintaining a diverse diet rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and lean protein is the body's best defense against viral invaders. So we're now going to tune in to some of these foods, nine in particular, to focus on to help boost our immune system when we're feeling a tad bit under the weather. So here's the first one. Yogurt or kefir, or if you want to call it kefir, depending on where you are in the world, from where you are in the world, yogurt, and some people call it kefir, and some people call it kefir. Well, anyway, yogurt can be delicious, layered with fruit in a parfait, or as a cooling side for a dish of spicy food. Yeah, have you ever tried it that way? Yum, yum. But it also packs a healthy dose of good bacteria. See, we all think that bacteria is bad. Not all bad bacteria is bad, but good bacteria is not bad. So we need a healthy dose of good bacteria that can protect our bodies against harmful bacteria and infections. So they're like little soldiers lining the intestinal tract to fend off invading germs. And this is what an ADA person says. And we just need to, you know, get those little soldiers to march around and fend off and fight off those germs that we also do not need, that bad bacteria. So the good soldiers, which are the good bacteria, the soldiers, they're called probiotics. Now, studies have shown that eating yogurts rich in them can lead to an improved immune response by increasing the body's white blood cell count. Probiotics are found in yogurts with live or active cultures. And if you are the kind of person who does not like to eat yogurt, or you say, you know what, dairy, not good for me, you can purchase a probiotic in capsule form from your health food store. So you don't think that you need to just get it from yogurt alone, but you can indeed get your probiotics from in a capsule form. And as long as there are live or active cultures in them, that'll do great. So that's food number one that's going to, you know, fight off a cold and boost our immune system, yogurt or kefir, or depending on where you are in the world, once again, kefir. All right, here's the second thing, turmeric. Now, turmeric is rich. It's a rich, flavorful spice. It's been used for centuries as part of Ayurvedic and traditional Chinese medicines. In addition, it's been used in cooking, and I use turmeric in cooking myself a lot. Turmeric is found in every yellow curry, and its golden color is a result of curcumin. And curcumin is a polyphenol with strong cold and flu-fighting properties. So get yourself some curry, you know, or just plain old turmeric. Not much of a taste at all. It's very pretty bland, in my opinion. And turmeric is found naturally as the rhizome part of the turmeric plant, and it looks very similar to the ginger root. If you've ever seen ginger root, well, the turmeric looks pretty much just like it. The powdered spice is made by boiling, drying, and grinding the root. The powder has antiseptic qualities when applied topically and often is used on cuts, burns, and bruises. Did you know that? If you don't know, now you know. That's food number two. Moving on to food number three that's going to fight off colds and boost our immune system, garlic. Or garlic, depending on where you're from. Garlic may be the wonder kind of the plant world, its properties ranging from medicinal to mystical to culinary. Ancient Egyptians considered garlic holy and used it as currency. Isn't that something? Well, indeed, the pungent smell is a small price to pay for the health benefits conferred. And so some people say it's like a miracle food for pretty much everything. It fights off a lot. And much of the immune-boosting properties of garlic come from its sulfur-containing compounds, which also give the bulb its aroma, particularly one called allicin. These compounds are effective against bacterial, viral, fungal, and parasitic infections. They also enhance the immune system and have anti-tumor, antioxidant features, which help guard cells from everyday wear and tear. So Americans are growing increasingly aware of the powerful properties of garlic. According to an article in the Journal of Nutrition, garlic is the second most used supplement in the United States. And it is so powerful and potent that you can use it in pretty much everything. Pretty much. I wouldn't bake with it, not necessarily, but you know what I'm talking about. No cookies or cakes, nothing like that. But other than that, in your meats and your sauces and your stews, use that garlic. Okay, so we've gone over three. Here is number four, oregano. Oregano now is an herb whose name is derived from the ancient Greek word meaning joy of the mountains. And it's joyful indeed to think that your spaghetti sauce or pizza flavored with this bold peppery herb can help keep you free from infections. Indeed. It's also potent and great in antioxidants. And the antioxidants in oregano is due to its high content of phenolic acid and flavonoids, color compounds that are also anti-inflammatory. And when eaten, oregano can protect against the common cold, influenza, fevers, and indigestion. Wow, talk about packing a powerful punch. There you go. Between garlic and oregano, we've got a lot going on. But guess what? It's rarely eaten alone, and the combination of the herb and other foods may contribute to its disease-fighting abilities. So topically, oregano has antimicrobial properties, guarding against bacteria, and scientists have planned to tap this property by using oregano to create thin wraps for covering fresh food to protect it from spoiling. Well, haven't seen that yet, but moving on to food number five. That's going to ward off these colds and boost our immune system. Red bell peppers. Now, bell peppers are part of the nightshade family. A lot of people and even some athletes I know don't participate in consuming nightshades, like peppers and eggplants and tomatoes, but they're worth. They originated in South America before spreading to Europe and the rest of the world. And bell peppers are both low in calories and dense in nutrients. They're also a good source of phytochemicals, as well as beta-carotenes and vitamin C. So, you know what vitamin C does? Gram for gram, red bell peppers have twice the vitamin C of most vitamin C-containing fruits and vegetables, including oranges. When, by the way, there are kiwi and strawberries that are loaded with vitamin C as well, not just oranges and grapefruit. But, you know, one of the most influential scientists, Linus Pauling, the 20th century, was an advocate for megadoses of supplemental vitamin C to prevent colds. And we still know that to be the case today. So whether vitamin C is effective at preventing a viral infection that will cause a cold is under debate and hasn't been fully proved or disproved. But for the most part, we know that vitamin C does boost the immune system, and experts, you know, they feel that, you know, vitamin C is a supplement. They're not proponents, they're not huge proponents of it, but there are others that, you know, research has gone far enough to show that vitamin C, the increase in vitamin C intake can reduce the length of the time cold systems last. So if your cold is going to last for a shorter period of time with the use of vitamin C, but then by all means, go ahead and take it. Vitamin C is known to maintain the skin, which is the body's first line of defense against microbes and viruses of all kinds. And vitamin C may also help to increase white blood cell count as well as antibody production. White blood cells, I mean, it wards off and fights off everything. So we need that. We need to boost that. And that's what fights off and fends off the cold. And so when purchasing or when consuming peppers of any kind, for that matter, make sure you get them as clean as possible, and that's organic without pesticides or herbicides or fungicides. So it's best to get your bell peppers from the organic source that has been sprayed. Okay, so we're moving on to food number six now, which is green tea. Not necessarily something you eat, but you drink. It's most widely consumed beverage in the world, after water, and to great effect. Tea is rich in polyphenols, plant antioxidants, as well as a number of other chemicals that can help protect the body against cold or flu. So now green tea has undergone minimal oxidation during drying and processing, and it has been subject to many scientific studies. Some of the more convincing studies highlight a compound called EGCG. I'm not even going to begin to attempt to pronounce the full word, EGCG. And it's a powerful antioxidant and anti-cancer agent. So EGCGs has been shown to inhibit the growth of cancer cells without harming healthy tissues. So you can either consume something that's going to fight off something that your body does not need and yet keep everything else safe and healthy. And that's one of those things are tea. Tea can also be physically beneficial. The soothing, steamy effect can apply to any warm drink or soup, as well as including chicken soup. And that's your tea. Tea is great for wonderful for preventing a cold, as well as improving the body's overall immune response. So get yourself some green tea. And once again, I recommend organic green tea because leaves are very, porous. And if they are sprayed with any harmful chemicals, that obviously goes right into the leaves, and then, you know, they break it up and we consume it. So as for the most part, I recommend that you get yourself organic green tea when at all possible so that you consume that, and it's best for your immune system without all the chemicals. So get yourself some organic green tea. Pumpkins are also good for fighting off the cold and flu. They're rich. Orange flesh is packed with beta-carotene, which, is, by the way, is good for your eyesight, and it's a nutrient that the body breaks down to make vitamin A, which is good for your eyesight. Vitamin A helps the proteins that regulate cell-to-cell communication, which is a foundation of the immune system. So vitamin A also aids in cancer prevention because cell-to-cell communication breakdown is one of the primary causes of cancer. So research suggests that a vitamin A may help keep the respiratory system healthy. And this can be particularly helpful when you've had a cold or the flu. Experts caution against too much vitamin A, though. Because it is fat-soluble, excess vitamin A can be stored in the body's fat cells, and large quantities can be toxic. So eating beta-carotene-rich foods should provide the FDA-recommended 9 milligrams each day and may be safer than taking a vitamin A supplement directly. So it definitely, if you should for supplementation, always try to get it mostly from your foods. That's where most of the nutrients come from anyway. Because if you buy something in a bottle that's been sitting on a shelf for weeks or months, who knows how long, you know, you have to think that some of those nutrients have been depleted and they've been processed to get into capsule form or tablet form. But if you eat the food itself, like a pumpkin or a carrot, those nutrients are going to be absorbed immediately. And you don't have to worry about, you know, it being sitting on a shelf so long, and then you consume it. And also, the capsule that they put in, the gelatin capsules or whatever it is, some of those things, not necessarily good for you either. So think about getting your nutrients from foods the first method. Then after that, you can go get yourself a multivitamin from a great source. You know, do your research, be proactive, because you're the consumer, you vote with your dollars, like they say, and get the best that's beneficial for your body. Here is another one, wonderful, I love it so much, ginger. Perfumed and flavorful, the word ginger comes from the Sanskrit word, meaning horn-shaped, referred to the root's branched structure. Once again, I mentioned turmeric to you before, well, ginger, they're cousins, I guess. While it can be sweet, ginger also has some heat from a compound called gingerol, a relative of capsaicin, the compound that gives chili peppers their zing and heat. So when it's dried, ginger contains less gingerol and more shoagol. And that's an anti-inflammatory agent. So ginger is often recommended as a tea or a bath for those with a cold or flu because it's helpful in increasing sweat production, which may help us get rid of germs and sweat out the toxins. That's what we need to do, sweat out the toxins. I used to live with in a two-family house, and my neighbor, I remember one time, was a young guy. He used to study, Kung Fu, or was it martial arts. And his sister, we were really close friends, and he was wrapped up in a blanket. Like, what is your brother doing? He's like, oh, he's got the flu and he's trying to sweat it out. So sure enough, in 3 days, he was up and about. He was up and about, and he just lie down in bed and put blankets over him, just sweat it out. That's one uncomfortable method that some people use. And others think, you know, lots of fluids and rest is fine. But, you know, we need to, if we add the heat, we kind of sweat more, and so we sweat out the toxins. And that's just one way of getting rid of the flu. That's one method I've noticed, known that people have tried, in the past and for decades. So ginger also has been shown to reduce nausea and vomiting. If you're feeling kind of queasy, grab yourself some ginger tea, ginger ale. Some people try to drink, but, you know, loaded in sugar. Ginger tea is probably your best bet. So when it does that for you, reducing nausea and vomiting, it makes it a very useful food to have around anytime you have the flu or you're feeling under the weather. Okay? So here is our last but certainly not least one, and one that my boys are not too fond of, but living with a health coach, we're going to eat it. Broccoli. Broccoli, with its intense green color and dense florets, they just look healthy, right? If you've ever steamed it, don't boil it now. You just got to steam it, and it gives up this bright green, lovely color. It's derived from the Latin word for branch or arm, broccoli. Belongs to the family of cruciferous vegetables, which includes cabbage, Brussels sprouts, another not fond one in my household, cauliflower, and turnip. So in the winter, when some of the more exotic fruits may be of lesser quality than the summer, broccoli and other cruciferous vegetables are an excellent and very inexpensive source of vitamins A, C, and E. In addition, broccoli is high in glucosinolates, yeah, I said that, which stimulate the body's immune system. So broccoli is a doubly powerful food because of its high concentration of sulforaphane, and they're a potent anti-cancer agent. So you've got your sulfur, you've got your glucosinolates, and you've got your vitamins A, C, and E. What more can you ask for in a vegetable? That's so expensive, inexpensive, too. So get yourself these 9 foods to kick the cold, kick it out of here, and boost your immune system in fighting off any type of infection or flu. And those are the 9 foods that will help you do that. So adhere to that in this wintry season, depending on where you are in the country or in the world. But if you're where I am, these are the foods that you want to concentrate on and help you live long and healthy indeed. Now, on to today's Wednesday's Word. It comes to us from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Use your time wisely. Oh boy, don't we all. Use your time wisely. We need to do that. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. James 4, verse 14. Nothing takes God by surprise. Everything is moving according to a plan, and God wants you in that plan. The devil also has a plan for the world. God has a plan, and you will have to decide which plan you're going to fit into. Scripture says that God allows us 70 years, that's 70, and some beyond. The first 15 are spent in childhood and early adolescence. 20 years are spent in bed, and in the last 5, physical limitations start to curtail our activities. That gives us about 30 years in which to live as adults. We take time out for eating and for figuring out our taxes, and we are down to perhaps 15 years. Now, suppose we spend 7 of those years watching television. That cuts us down to 7 or 8 years. Our time is short. The time we can invest for God in creative things, in reaching our fellow men for Christ, is short. And that's Wednesday's Word. So I hope you enjoyed today's program, and I'd love to see you kick cold with those 9 foods that I mentioned earlier and boost your immune system so that you can live a healthy and happy and prosperous life. Prosperous is not only with money, it's health and happiness. You don't have health, you definitely don't have happiness. So on that note, I'd love to hear from you on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and I'm on Pinterest as well. Have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. God bless you all, and bye.